Now, when you go back to the account in Genesis, what day were angels created on? You cannot determine that from Genesis chapter 1. You have to go to other locations. If God created everything, we need to find out when angels were created because we're looking at the origins of Satan. Go over to Job chapter 38 just for a moment. Job chapter 38. You might remember the story of Job. God is going to allow Satan to test Job. And Job has his family taken away from him, has his wealth taken away from him, has his health taken away from him. All of this is happening. Finally, some of the neighbors of Job come to him and say, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" God shows up to talk to Job. He talks loud enough so the neighbors can eavesdrop on the conversation. And here in chapter 38, by the way, chapters 38 to 40, unbelievable chapters to study about God's creation. But in this portion in chapter 38, he's going to give us some evidence that will help us determine when God created angels. Here's the conversation that they have. "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and he said, 'Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?'" In other words, who's questioning me? You don't have the knowledge to even question me. Verse 3, "Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answerest thou me." Job, you're questioning? I want an answer. Here's my question. Verse 4, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it thou." Do you have that understanding where it was? "Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?" Pretty interesting questions. Hey, Job, where were you when I created the earth? Have you ever taken a tape measure and measured the entire earth? Can you show me where the cornerstone is for the earth? What about the foundations for the earth, Job? You're questioning what I did? Where were you when I created the earth? Now, that's an interesting study. I'm not digging into that, but I'm setting the scene for you. Then look at the very next words that God says. Verse 7. "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." That gives us information as to when angels were created. Sons of God, morning stars, referring to angels. Those phrases, sons of God, morning star. Go back to chapter 1 of Job just for a second on our way back to Genesis. And let me show you something. When I make the statement sons of God referring to angels, here in verse 6 of chapter 1 of Job, and this is the beginning of all of this testing that's going to go on, chapter 1, verse 6. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." And so it is laid down here who he is talking about when he refers to sons of God. Satan, God, and the sons of God were together. Angels are referred to when you see the phrase sons of God. Look over to chapter 2, verse 1. "Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord." And so now we're setting the understanding in place that morning stars and sons of God are referring to angels. Back in chapter 38, verse 7, God says to Job, he says, "Where were you," in verse 4, "when I created the earth?" Verse 7, "when the angels sang praise unto me." That locks it in. Now we can go to Genesis 1 and determine when God created angels. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Trying to look at the origins of Satan. Genesis 1, 1. "In the beginning," this is the beginning of time, "in the beginning God created," and again, my King James Bible, glory to God, only says heaven, singular, it is heavens. To be consistent, he created the heavens. The heavens where God is. The heavens where the stars and the galaxies are located. The heavens where the sun and the clouds are today. "In the beginning, God created the heavens," and then it says, "and the earth." What it leaves out is, he created the heavens, angels, and the earth. How do I know? Because Job chapter 38, verse 7 says, the angels were there to sing praise unto God when he created the earth. Where were you when I created the earth? I was there. The angels were there. They sang praise unto me when I created the earth. And so angels were created on the first day of creation, the second event in creation. He creates the heavens first, he creates the angels, and then he creates the earth. Angels come into existence that early on in the 6 days of creation. Was Satan around at that time? The answer is no. He was not around as Satan. He was around as an angel. And his name, I'll show you in just a moment, was Lucifer. How do I know that he wasn't Satan at that time? Well, go to chapter 1, verse 31. Chapter 1, verse 31, if you've read through chapter 1, you know the 6 days of creation. You know how everything come together. And now at the end of the 6 days of creation, chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Now that's the phrase in the King James. I love how it is in Hebrew. And God saw everything that he had created, and he said, this is abundantly excellent. Don't you like that? Abundantly excellent. He looked out over creation. This is abundantly excellent. Oh, I like what I've done. Oh, that's great. And so everything he created was good. Hear what I said? By the way, there are some that believe there's a gap between chapter 1, verse 1 and chapter 1, verse 2. And that the earth has, in order to answer evolutionary thought, has to have a long period of time when it was without form and void and has to come in. No, no, no. When God created things, everything was good. It was abundantly excellent. All the angels were created, and all of them were good. Every one of them in the 6 days of creation. All were good. Go to chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. By the way, chapter 1 is creation. Chapter 2, the special effects of creation. In other words, that's more information about the creative act and telling us what happened. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And we know by our past information that we've had in studies that the serpent is Satan. And so between chapter 1, verse 31 and chapter 3, verse 1, sometime in that period of time, and how long was that period, I do not know, but sometime during that period of time, Lucifer created a good angel in the 6 days of creation, still good. Sometime he decides to rebel against God.